A new champion was crowned yesterday at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships. 21-year-old Andy Roddick won his first Grand Slam title with a straight sets victory over Juan Carlos Ferrero in the men's final. In Saturday's women's final, Justine Henin-Ardenne won her second major of the year by beating fellow Belgian Kim Clijsters. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Roddick's victory, perhaps a passing of the American tennis torch.
Oh, I think it was very much so, both realistically and symbolically. The tournament began with Pete Sampras announcing his retirement after his 14 majors. Michael Chang also retired to much less fanfare during this tournament. In the semifinals, Andre Agassi couldn't handle Ferrero. And here comes Roddick, just turned 21 during the event, winning his first major title, and he's worked his way up from this. He was in the semis at the Australian Open, the semis at Wimbledon, and now he's won his first major. He's going to be a big-time star, something that men's tennis desperately needs.
Well, he certainly picked it up over last year.
Yeah, he did. He hadn't been, as I said, even in a semifinal in a major at the end of last year. But you know what happens in tennis, Bob? People want young players to be stars yesterday. This goes back to Jennifer Capriati, who you and I talked about as a 13-year-old. And everybody wanted Roddick to be there and ready to step in for Agassi, Sampras, Chang, and Jim Courier. And they pushed and pushed, and he wasn't ready. But now he is ready. He got a new coach, Brad Gilbert, who I think right time, right place, new voice has helped him. And he's a completely different person on the court, much more mature and ready to be a champion.
And a big weekend for the Belgians because the Williams sisters were not competing.
Well, that'll be the asterisk that people will put there, that Venus and Serena Williams were injured and didn't play, and that allowed the two Belgian women to get to the final. But it's worth noting that the Williams sisters both played in Paris, and it was these same two women, Henin Ardenne and Clijsters, in the French Open final. And Henin Ardenne has now won two majors, and I think has proven that she may be the next real challenger for the Williams sisters. She beat Serena in Paris and dominated Clijsters in the final.
So will she be number one now?
Oh, absolutely not, Bob, because it would make much too much sense for the women's computer to put someone who's won two major titles this year number one when they can put Kim Clijsters, who has never won a major title, number one. That computer works about as well as New Coke did when it was invented back in the 80s, and yet they won't get rid of it. I am completely baffled by it, and so's everyone else.
So what about Andre Agassi? Is he going to be the next to retire? All of his peers seem to be doing so.
Yeah, he's got to feel like he's sitting around the bar saying, where did everybody go? Sort of like a Billy Joel song. But I think Agassi's going to be 34 next year. He's going to be a father for the second time in November. And a lot of people speculated during the Open that if he won, he would announce his retirement. But he's in such great shape. Even though he lost to Ferrero, a very good player, he was in the semifinals. He went into this event ranked number one. I think Agassi comes back for one more year, tries to win another major or two, maybe tries to win Wimbledon one last time, and end his career at the U.S. Open the way Pete Sampras did.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black, the story of the first U.S. Open played at a true public golf course.